Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
It is Destination Spotlight time again, everyone. Today, we are checking in on Raleigh, North Carolina, and we're sponsored by Travel Pro Luggage.
Well-made, well-tested, and well-traveled, equipping the world to travel like a pro with first-class luggage sets and travel accessories. Pack like a pro because Travel Pro has the perfect travel companion for you.
Some of you listening out there right now who booked the Seabourn Cruise with us that's coming in October, you all received your Travel Pro luggage this week. We thank Rob, Valerie, and the Travel Pro team for getting that out to everyone. We'll all be putting our Travel Pro to good use in Europe together. Platinum Elite is what we travel with, folks, as we think it's the best. One of the most important items to ensure a successful trip, it's quality luggage. Travel Pro will ensure you travel with confidence, it's affordable, and it's going to last you. This weekend at TravelPro.com, as a show fan, you're going to save 30% during their September sale. Yes, September sale. There's also always a direct link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
All right, let's go to North Carolina, where Greater Raleigh CVB CEO Dennis Edwards is ready to join us on air.
Danny, nice to be reconnecting with you today. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure being with you.
Really appreciate having you here with us this morning. So, you know, Mary and I came through Raleigh last year. We were headed down to Myrtle Beach for one of our big Let's Go America Tour events and live remotes. Your city has always been, it's a place that we've just enjoyed visiting over and over. Besides being the capital city of North Carolina, all the colleges in the area certainly keep the region on the cutting edge, but it's just also a pleasant place to live and to visit. So we first showcased Raleigh on the show back in 2018. The show, I think then what I looked at, we had about 370 weekly stations. We're now heard on almost 590. So just as we've grown in the 6.5 years, so has Raleigh. Share with everyone tuned in some of the current happenings and additions to the area.
Yeah, well, I appreciate the opportunity. I think, you know, you mentioned being the capital city. We are blessed to have three state museums here, the Museum of Art, the Natural Science Museum, and the Museum of History. All state museums, all are actually free, so it makes it very affordable for families of or people of any age to enjoy our museums. We also have a great kids museum called the Marbles Kids Museum that's very popular as well. But I think what people have discovered besides our museums is some great outdoor activities. We have two state parks, the Umstead Park, 5,600 acres, Falls Lake, over 2,300 acres, very, very popular. And but we have 250 miles of greenways, so people, and they're all connected, so people love exploring the city through the outdoors, whether they're hiking, running, or biking, and some great parks in the area. And then we also have really become known as a live music destination. You know, of course, Austin and Nashville have their scene, but we have over 80 venues here with live music, so you can find it.
Yeah, Raleigh
concert.
Has come on with that. Yeah, I would agree with that 100%.
Yeah, so what I'm hearing from you is, and to no surprise, is the immense diversity in the area between the arts, the culture, the museums you mentioned, the festivals, and the restaurants. That restaurant scene there is pretty incredible in terms of the growth. So you have abundance of all of that, but again, because of the colleges in the area, sports is definitely a big thing there. We don't want to leave out the sports, whether it's college football happening right now, basketball, other sports. North Carolina is also known for golf. How much does the sports mean to the tourism industry?
It honestly, it's about 50% of the business we do here in Wake County is sports related. And that could be professional sports, whether it's the Carolina Hurricanes or the North Carolina Courage, which is the National Women's Soccer League. But we host a number of tournaments. But of course, with our affiliation with NC State and then with Duke and UNC just being down the road, we host a number of ACC and NCAA tournaments throughout the course of the year. In fact, this fall, we're hosting both the Men's and Women's College Cup for soccer. We're hosting rounds 1 and 2 for the men's basketball tournament in March. So sports is definitely a big item for us.
That and number.
Even, yeah, it's impressive.
Yeah, that number does it not is, surprise yeah. me, I have to say. You know, I want to just mention one other thing, and then we have a question I want to get to. You're talking about the parks. I remember walking through Pullen Park during a past visit. I mean, it's the first public park in North Carolina. I think it's America's fifth, I think, oldest amusement park. But you've got those pedal boats. You can go swimming. You got the train, the carousel. It's just a great place to be in the outdoors as well. So that's something else I would encourage. And the one thing we would just say about Raleigh, it is a close-knit community, but, you know, it mixes the culture and sophistication in a way that you'll find in other large cities. So it is unique, and that's going to lead me to our last question with you, Denny. You know, what is one thing that you say that travelers to Raleigh, they must experience to really feel like they have visited your area?
Well, I would say go visit Dorothea Dix Park. That is a park that's 308 acres, just a mile from downtown, and the city purchased that park about 5 years ago, and we're in the midst of really doing a major transformation. In fact, in April, we're opening up an 18.5-acre Gibson play area, which will have a number of water features, and I mean, it's a play area on steroids, and it's just a really beautiful park and something I think everyone should see and make sure that they experience it when they're here in the area.
All right. Well, we want to give the website visitraleigh.com. By the way, I would also say, folks, if you're a mac and cheese fan, Ashley Christensen's Pool's Diner, you got to go hit that for sure. But visitraleigh.com. I really appreciate, Denny, the check-in today, and look forward to connecting in person at some point, okay?
Thank you. Always a pleasure.
Take care.
You too. Bye now.
All right. Well, Mary, that mac and cheese there is a place that you need to go.
Yeah, you know, that's a terrific destination for families, for couples. There's just so much to do.
It absolutely is.
Great destination.
Raleigh is going to be how we wrap hour one of the show this week. We're going to kick off hour two in about 7 minutes. So keep those radios locked in out there across the country. Thanks for listening wherever or however you connect with us. Don't forget, you can also catch the show live or anytime at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.